I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel needs to pursue an enduring strategic success after its tactical victories against Hamas. On Wednesday, he urged it to seek a deal that would end the war in the Gaza Strip and bring back dozens of hostages.
And there are really two things left to do: get the hostages home and bring the war to an end with an understanding of what will follow.
Air raid sirens sounded in Tel Aviv shortly before his departure as Israel intercepted two projectiles fired from Lebanon. Blinken arrived in Riyadh on Wednesday as he renews his bid to broker diplomatic ties between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Lebanese state media reported an Israeli drone strike on a street in Tyre on Wednesday after the Israeli army warned residents of the southern city to evacuate. It comes as a new United Nations report warned that it could take centuries to rebuild Gaza after Israel's offensive against Hamas. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The UN Conference on Trade and Development said in a report released this week that if the war ends even tomorrow and Gaza returns to the status quo before Hamas's 2023 attack on Israel, it could take 350 years for its battered economy to return to its precarious pre-war level. The war has caused staggering destruction across the territory, with entire neighborhoods obliterated and roads and critical infrastructure in ruins. Mountains of rubble laced with decomposing bodies and unexploded ordnance would have to be cleared before rebuilding could begin. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Palestinian medics said Israeli strikes killed 20 people in Gaza on Wednesday as forces tightened their siege of the enclave's north. The Gaza Health Ministry and WHO said they couldn't begin a planned polio vaccination campaign due to heavy bombardment, mass displacement, and lack of access. This is VOA.